Welcome to Food for Thought. My name is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau. I'm an author and educator dedicated to empowering people to make informed food choices, to debunking myths about veganism, to being a voice for animals, and to giving people the tools and resources they need to live according to their own values of compassion and wellness. For those of you who have been listening to this podcast for a long time, you've heard that introduction for many, many years now. Food for Thought has been running for almost 8 years, which is fantastic and incredible and possible thanks to you. And I am honored to say that this podcast has been the catalyst for change for many people around the world. As you know, each podcast episode focuses on one topic, which enables me to go deeply into any given issue, which has worked well. It has clearly been effective and has had results beyond my wildest dreams. However, for a while now, I have been itching to branch out, to change things up, and to engage with all of you in a way we haven't had the opportunity to do in our current format. So I want to try something new. I want to try a new format. My hope is that you will love this more than the old format, and my hope is to eventually bump things up such that I can distribute the show, or at least segments of the show, to public radio stations. So as I think about the possibilities for this podcast, I want to ask for your support, for your patience, for your feedback, and for your enthusiasm. Perhaps it will turn into its own separate show, but before I go down that road, I want to test out the new format on Food for Thought with all of you, my beloved and devoted listeners who have supported me for so long in so many ways. Just to let you know, I plan on completing the 10 Stages series, which will most likely be in the old format, but while I work through the 10 Stages, at the same time, I plan on producing some episodes in the new format. If this new format doesn't work, we can always go back, but I thought we would at least give it a try together. And I think no matter what, there will be things that will work that we will want to continue. Truth be told, I am so excited about this new format. You know, when you just know it's time to change and one foot is already in new territory, that's where I'm at right now and I'm anxious to move forward. One of the reasons I think and hope you will be as excited as I am is that I plan on making this a weekly show. That's my plan, though I think I'm going to start slowly at first because changing up the format, which I'll lay out for you in a moment, means more work and more resources than ever. And because of that, I continue to appeal to you for your support now more than ever, quite literally. So here is what the new format will entail. Each episode will contain a variety of segments, including but not limited to the following. Now, not every episode is going to have every one of these segments. We're going to vary these segments throughout each episode. But here's an idea of what the roadmap looks like. The one episode is going to be called Through the Lens of Compassion. And I think each show will start with this particular segment. This one will be in every episode. In this segment, I'm going to offer my own experiences and observations of the world through a compassionate lens, whether I'm talking about relationships or food or history or animals or culture, everything we experience day to day. Basically, I'm going to be recapping my week, where I've been, what I've seen, what I think, all relevant, of course, to living compassionately and healthfully. There are so many times I go about my week and I want to share things with you, but I just don't have the medium to do so, not the way the current podcast format is. Facebook and Twitter are certainly not the right mediums for what I want to do in this segment, and I'm not a blogger, so this makes perfect sense to me. Also, I don't want to make too many promises about a potential component of this segment, but I am thinking that periodically, I will also invite my favorite people on the podcast to chat with me in this segment. People who have and continue to inspire me, which I think could be really fun and hopefully inspiring. So that's Through the Lens of Compassion. That's one segment. Another segment is called Conversations with Strangers. Now, this segment is inspired by a podcast episode I did several years back that I named the same thing, in which I talked about various encounters I had with people, how they responded to my saying I was vegan and the dialogue we had because of it. Well, I have these encounters all the time because I love being the vegan in the room. So I plan on sharing how they play out in the hopes that they'll be helpful to listeners. So these are my conversations with strangers and probably sometimes friends and acquaintances too, but the segment's called Conversations with Strangers. Another segment, which I'm so excited about, this was really kind of the inspiration for this whole new format, is a segment called WWCPGD. And if you are not familiar with what that means, here's the deal. It means, what would Colleen Patrick Goodrow do? What would CPG do? I've heard people say this for a number of years. What would Colleen do? What would CPG do? What would Colleen Patrick Goodrow do? And it's become a brand. No, I mean, literally, it's become a brand. It's branded on someone's arm. Literally, a devoted podcast listener turned friend turned podcaster herself, Erin Grayson of Erin Red Radio, got a tattoo on her arm that reads WWCPGD, literally. So this is a brand that we're going with, that brand. So in honor of her and all of you who ask this question, which is quite an honor, I must say, I've named this segment WWCPGD. And I'm doing this segment at all because I hear from so many people who have questions that I know all of you can relate to, but that I never have time to respond to directly. Well, I've made the time and here I am. This is our opportunity to connect, and I will be answering your questions by taking your calls, by reading and answering your emails, and by answering your tweets. Basically, this is our time together and for you to find out WWCPGD. I cannot guarantee that I will be able to answer all of your questions. I certainly can't guarantee that. And I can't guarantee that I'm going to meet your expectations, but I promise you I will give it my best shot. So write this down. I invite you to send your questions to, at any time, WWCPGD@compassionatecooks.com. You can also go to Twitter and do a little hashtag WWCPGD. And I will answer your emails, your tweets, as I'm able to on the air. These might be your questions about the social aspects of living compassionately, the health aspects, the ethical aspects, the food and cooking aspects, the animal aspects. You can ask me anything. I don't know. You can ask me about my favorite animal-related films or favorite books or my childhood dreams, whatever you want to ask me. And you might want to share with me your favorite animal-related films or books or your favorite recipes or your childhood dreams. Basically, this is our time to connect, and I will do my best to answer your questions on the air. I am going to be taking calls every week that I will be recording, some of which will end up on the air. I can't guarantee that every call or every email is going to wind up on the show, but I can guarantee that I'm going to open up the phone lines every week for you to call and talk to me directly to share your thoughts and questions. So if you have a question you want to ask me, you can call me, we'll chat. It might wind up on the air. Even if it doesn't, we'll have had a little chat. And I will be posting that phone number and the day of the week and time to call on my website. So visit compassionatecook.com, and under the menu item called podcast, you'll see a sub menu item called Ask Colleen. Okay, so I'm really excited to connect with you, and I'm really looking forward to this segment. We'll see how it goes. Another regular segment is called Our Daily Bread. One thing I have learned in the many years I've been doing this work is that people love to talk about food. And in this segment, I'll be talking about food. Stories and anecdotes, daily meals, favorite recipes, spontaneous concoctions, planned feasts. You'll get to hear about my least favorite foods, my most favorite foods. You might even get to hear about the very strange way I eat popcorn. This, I think, also will be really helpful as we near the holidays each year. I'm looking forward to talking about food around the holidays. I mean, really all the time. It's going to be relevant all the time. But I think the holidays is going to be really helpful for people, the winter holidays especially. And we can even, you know, couple this kind of thing with the phone calls and the emails that y'all tweet and call and email me about. So that is Our Daily Bread. Another regular segment is called Animalia. This segment celebrates animals in the arts and in culture. So I will be offering my reviews of various animal-related films, books, art, etc. I'll be talking about animals in our world, animals in sanctuaries, just animals. Animals. This is Animalia, is what this segment is called. They might not even be animal-related books and films, but they might just be films that have some just glimpse into our relationship with animals. So I'm really looking forward to this particular segment, as you can imagine. Another segment is called Verbal Vivisection. Those of you familiar with my work know that I'm very interested in the language we use and the words we choose when it comes to talking about who and what we eat, just about animals, non-human animals in general. And in this very exciting, I think, regular segment, I'll be talking about the idioms, the euphemisms, the oxymorons, the doublespeak, some of which you may have heard before, but hopefully my intention is to update this information in a new way, and some of which will be brand spanking new. Now, one of the things I'm excited about is that I intend for this to be a segment that I will offer as an isolated audio file that will be nice and short and succinct that you can share with your networks and that we can eventually distribute to public radio. The point is, though you may hear some content in this segment that you've heard before, it will be in a new format such that it will be its own perfect little audio file that you can easily share with friends and family who you think might not listen to the entire podcast episode, but who would appreciate a snippet, which would hopefully then be enough to attract them to listen to the whole episode and more episodes. So I'm going to offer this segment also as its own podcast that people can subscribe to. So this will be part of the Food for Thought podcast, but I also envision having Verbal Vivisection be its own subscribable podcast on iTunes and every other podcatcher so that people can subscribe to just this one segment. That's my hope, and I'm looking forward to that as well. Another segment will be similar. This segment is called The Compassionist, and I will probably end each episode with this. I am nothing if I'm not opinionated, if you haven't figured that out yet. I always have been and I always will be. So I will be ending each episode with a short essay that can be considered kind of my weekly op-ed and will hopefully leave listeners with something to chew on, something inspiring, something thought-provoking, hopefully no pressure. My thinking for this segment is similar to my thinking for Verbal Vivisection, that you'll be able to grab this little segment to share with your network, and it will be its own isolated audio file called The Compassionist that I will offer also as a podcast that people can subscribe to. And then finally, along those same lines, I plan on including in each episode a CPG tweetable. I mentioned this on the last episode. This will just be a perfect little quote, maybe one or two throughout each episode that captures some element of what we talked about that day that you can tweet out there to hopefully engage and inspire your network. That's the intention. That's the idea. So that's it. That's some of what you can expect in this new format. Each episode will include a variety of these segments, as I said. Not every segment will be on every episode, but who knows? We might discover the need for other segments as time goes on. We might find that some of these segments need to be modified or cut completely. But whatever happens, my hope is that I can offer a dynamic and engaging and diverse, unpredictable and exciting show. Though the format will be new, my intention remains the same: to give people the tools and resources they need to live according to their own values of compassion and kindness. My intention remains to provide new ways of thinking and talking about animals so that we will change the way we treat and regard non-human animals. I invite you to join me on this journey, on this new path, so that we can do this together. We'll get there a lot faster if we're all facing the same direction with the same intention. So stay tuned. I will be back very soon, very, very soon, with the new episode in the new format. In the meantime, visit my website, compassionatecook.com. Check out my resources. Start writing down your questions. Start emailing them. Mark your calendars so we can have our weekly call together. And do please consider becoming a Compassionate Cooks Club member to make all of this possible. I need your support more than ever so that we can continue creating the compassionate world we all envision. For the animals, this is Colleen Patrick-Goudreau. Thanks for listening.